Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
There are politicians in this country, beginning with Donald Trump, who have lied to the American people. People have been betrayed. He consistently has said that the election was stolen when it wasn't.
One of the year's most watched primaries is in Wyoming today, where Republican Liz Cheney hopes to defend her House seat against Trump-backed attorney Harriet Hageman. Cheney voted to impeach the former president, is a key member of the January 6th committee, and accuses Hageman of being beholden to Trump. Hageman asserts Cheney is out of touch.
The only time that the J6 situation ever comes up is when people talk about how unfair this entire committee is. What they're talking about is the gas prices. They're talking about food prices. They're talking about the fact that they can't travel.
Polls show Hageman winning by double digits. However, in Alaska, Trump critic Senator Lisa Murkowski is expected to advance to the general election. In a new primary system, all candidates, regardless of party, run on the same ballot, with the top four reaching November's ballot. Meanwhile, former Republican governor and vice presidential nominee Sarah Palin is among the candidates in a special election to replace the late Congressman Don Young. Rudy Giuliani says he's the target of a criminal investigation in Georgia and will appear before a special grand jury tomorrow. The former New York mayor alleged widespread irregularities occurred in Georgia in the 2020 election.
They made significant mistakes, like all crooks do, and we caught them.
South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham must testify before the same grand jury over phone calls he made to Georgia's Secretary of State, which prosecutors believe were attempts to influence the election's outcome. Graham claims the calls were about official election business.
I suggested as you go forward, can you change it to make sure that a bipartisan team verifies signatures, and if there's a dispute, come up with an appeal process?
Graham is appealing the decision. The Justice Department wants a federal court to maintain the secrecy of the affidavit used to justify the search of Donald Trump's Florida home, arguing it would undermine its investigation. An unsealed search warrant revealed about 20 boxes were removed, including a set marked as classified. President Joe Biden will sign the Inflation Reduction Act into law today. Washington Democratic Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal says it takes significant steps to lower drug costs.
It will cap seniors' annual drug costs at $2,000 per year and insulin at $35 per month. For the first time ever, we got our toe in the door to take on the price gouging by Big Pharma. For the first time ever, Medicare can begin negotiating drug prices.
It also includes measures to address climate change and raise some corporate taxes. And the White House is firing back at a House Republican report on the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. It suggests the Biden administration failed to plan adequately, but the White House countered the findings are partisan and inaccurate. I'm Mary Sherman for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find RE Trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.